What's up, guys? All right, guys, so I'm already here at Segunda. I got the ticket for the tour of this place. It's not a tour. You're just going to walk outside of it. It's only €2.50, which is like, what, $2.60, something like that, you know? So, yeah, we are at the Castle of Lavaux. Did they spell castle wrong? They spelled castle wrong. So it's a Castle of Livonian Order in Segunda. We're gonna go walk around, see how it is. Unfortunately, my phone is not as charged up as it should be. So unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to do the MGTOW walk and talk shit like I normally do. Special shout out to Ken Del Rican. I got like 50% power, so this has to be enough to last me back to the Airbnb when I get more shit. All right, so this is the Latvian forest over here. Latvia is 50% forest. A lot of people like to come to Segunda at this time of the year because of the foliage. As you guys can see, we're going from winter to summer to winter, so I guess this would be fall. So as you guys can see, looks very nice. This here is the ruins of a castle. According to the lady, this was built in 1207. That's like what, 815 plus years ago. So we're just looking at the ruins of it. Obviously it's not used for anything, but this is the remnants of the Livonian Order castle. As you guys can see, if you guys look at the forest way out there, guys, it looks really good way out there, man. Looks really good. Again, unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to do all the, because there's a lot of castles like this around here that are either remnants or somewhat standing. Unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to take a video of all of them because, like I said, my smartphone is not that charged. If you guys look at how these are built, these windows, this is how the stuff was built in the Middle East like 1500 years ago. So a lot of European stuff from 1000 years ago is actually built on Muslim architecture. A lot of you guys out there don't know that. So let me just walk around. We'll be able to climb up there later on. I just want to show you around in general. It's really beautiful to be out here, guys, compared to Riga, which rhymes with nigga and unfortunately does have niggas. This is a really good place to be, you know. I want to stand over there so we can see all the foliage, all the forest. They do have wild animals, but the wild animals usually are farther out. I don't think they have any bears in Latvia unless a bear from Russia decides to come down here every now and then. So look at this, guys, look at this. You guys don't see this in Florida, you know. I saw a guy fly fishing on the way here by the train. The train is like riding the tri-rail back in Florida, you know. Nothing to write home about. It wasn't bad. It wasn't like, ooh, us. It's a train, you know. So, like, how exciting is a train gonna be, right? So there's a castle over there. I don't know if you guys can see it. I'm gonna rent a car tomorrow, and I'm gonna come back here, God willing, with the car, do a little bit more traveling tomorrow. I wanna spend my last week in Riga or in Latvia just going around, guys, just traveling, going around, because at the end of the day, guys, you gotta go to the small villages, man. You know, these big cities, I don't care where in the world you are, man. Big cities are a no-go, okay? You know, a friend of mine, he sent me a Instagram video of a bunch of hojabis in Egypt at a nightclub, like busting it wide open for the gram. So this just goes to show you guys that anywhere in the world where you have internet and a big population, it's pretty much GG, you know, for good men. You know, this is why you gotta go to the small villages, you know. And another thing you guys gotta keep in mind is that you wanna go to countries, to locations that don't have black people, Muslims, or Indian people. And I'm gonna tell you why. You see, black people, they keep on going after a woman like, hey baby mama, what you doing tonight? Like a certain PUA out there tells them to do, you know, yo homie, yo Alpha, I remember him. So once a woman burns the coal, she must pay the toll, which is you don't go back, you know. Once you go black, you don't go back, you know, because that's a low quality woman. Then when it comes to the Indian people, Indians, because they're simps, they make a woman feel like she's a queen. So all of a sudden, this ain't shit biatch, all of a sudden she thinks she's I'm the queen bee, I'm the queen of England and all that stuff. It's like, nah bitch, you're just a basic bitch, huh? So Indian guys elevate a woman's ego. And then when it comes to the Muslims, depending on their ethnicity, like Turkish people will give white women drugs and alcohol. That's how they turn them into crack whores and prostitutes. The Arabs, they'll lie to a woman, promise them that they'll live on top of an oil well. At the end of the day, all these guys do is destroy a woman. Of all the guys in this, you know, the Indians are by far the most trustworthy when it comes to actually being with a woman. Unfortunately, because Indians have the lowest SMV of any race or ethnicity out there, no woman in her right mind, including Indian woman, want to be with Indian dudes. So at the end of the day, guys, if you're gonna go somewhere, make sure there's no blacks, no Arabs or Muslims, and definitely no Indians. All right, so let's continue a tour of this place. We're gonna go downstairs, you know, walk in the forest, I guess. Like I said, Latvia is 50% forest, so we're gonna be doing a lot of forest watching stuff when I get that car tomorrow, you know. Like I said, I'm gonna spend my last week in Latvia just going to the small villages, looking at the what you may call it, the foliage, waterfalls. But this time around, I'm not gonna go swimming in no waterfall, not in 0 degree weather, no thank you. We're gonna go into that building if it's available for us to go in. Now that building that you guys see in front of us, that building over there, it's not as old as the castle behind us. However, it's old enough, I guess, you know. So, does this say anything in English? Yeah. They got restrooms, obviously. This is less than 2 kilometers from the train station. So it's literally a 23-minute walk from the train station to here. Like I said, unfortunately, I'm not gonna be able to show you everything here in Segunda, but you know, when I come back with the car, we'll see what we can do. All right, so I don't know how old this is. It's definitely not as old as the castle behind us. But let's see. I think it might be old enough. Let's see. Can we go in? Okay, we can go in. But the lady said there might be another door for us to go in from. Let's see. Ooh, can we go in? We can go and we just have to pay a ticket. Thank you. Okay, this is where we buy the ticket from. Get back to you when you're inside.